And I will be giving the last talk of our propagation session. Just set my timer to make sure I'm on time as well. And I'll be talking about reflections of nearly 60 years of changes for the textbook Plant Propagation Principles and Practices. I was added as a new author to this text, and it will be published January 2018, and so I thought it was very timely to give this presentation. I wanted to start by asking you, how many of you have one of these? These are all the editions, edition one, all the way through edition eight of Hartman and Kester's Plant Propagation. Show of hands. Okay, that's good. That's good. Then I chose the right audience for this talk. How many of you have more than one of these editions on your shelf? Okay, that's positive. Also, that's good. Good to hear. So today I'll be giving you a history about these editions and some of the major changes that have taken place, and I'll be giving you a sneak preview that nobody has seen of the ninth edition. These are the face covers of the editions, and this is going to be the ninth edition coming out soon. There's a rich history of these editions with the five authors, and beginning with Hudson Hartman. He was a world-recognized palmologist at UC Davis, and doing some of the pioneering work with mist propagation and hormones, and his research that focused in olive research as well. He had the foresight to, back in 1955, he had the notion to create the first edition of the book, and I'll share some of that with you, with his colleague, Dale Kester. And Dale actually was the first PhD graduate of the pomology department at UC Davis. His graduate work focused on embryo culture of peaches, and then back in 1951 he was asked to be assistant professor at UC Davis, and his research focused on almond production breeding, and these efforts led to numerous rootstocks of almonds. Together, Hartman and Kester co-taught plant propagation until their retirement. Together, they were recognized with the highest levels of awards, both in ASHS and IPPS. And Dale Kester actually was the first chair of the plant propagation working group of ASHS. So there's a long history of their dedication to horticulture and education in plant propagation. When the fifth edition came along, they invited Dr. Fred Davies from Texas A&M University to join, and then the sixth edition, Dr. Bob Genevieve, and then finally myself for the ninth edition. So this shows you the different editions. About every 8 years, when there's a need to update the literature and the photography and the science, we would do that, and so this kind of shows you the years and the progression of the different changes throughout the text. So the textbook, the first edition started with 18 chapters, and then years later, the second edition is when the micropropagation chapter was added. The third chapter, we added new figures and references. The fourth edition is when the principles chapter was added, so the principles of micropropagation that created 20 chapters. As I mentioned, in 1990, Fred Davies was added. In the sixth edition, this edition was dedicated to Hudson Hartman. He actually passed just as the sixth edition was coming underway. And this is when Bob Genevieve was added as the fourth author. And this is when the chapter on the biology of propagation was added, and this created the 21 chapters that we currently have in the text. To show you how things rapidly change, this was cutting edge at the time when, and some of you might remember this, this is when the book was accompanied by an instructor's manual with transparency masters so that you could use them in your lectures. In the seventh edition, the book was renamed Hartman and Kester's Plant Propagation. And this is when a CD-ROM was included, which everybody was real excited about at the time. This is the first time color was included, but it was only included in the layout of the book. And then in the eighth edition, that was dedicated to Dale Kester, who passed away. And with this edition came complete color of the figures and study questions at the end of the chapters and instructor's resource website. And then this leads to the ninth edition where I was at it. And this is going to be an amazing edition. There's 650 images. Dr. Genevieve actually did a lot of the original artwork for these illustrations. We added 79 pages. We added a comprehensive glossary that's at the back of the book, which is different than ever before, and completely reorganized the chapters on tissue culture. This kind of gives you an overview of how many pages were changed over the editions. These are the editions here. How many figures were increased with each edition and how many references were changed. So right now with the ninth edition, we have 3,798 different references to plant propagation. And the page numbers are a little misleading because the book size itself changed throughout the editions. This is a close-up of what you'll see soon. And we followed with this edition all the way from the first edition to the ninth edition, this content layout with five parts, where the first part is the general aspects, including the history of plant propagation, the biology of propagation, and also the environmental aspects, followed by seed propagation, vegetative propagation, cell and tissue culture, and then the back three chapters have specific information on the propagation of woody plants, herbaceous annuals and perennials, and fruit and nut crops. And with each subject, the principles are paired with the practices. This was the division of labor, you might call it. In the blue are the chapters that Dr. Genevieve took lead on. In the orange is the chapters that I took lead on, and then the green are the chapters that Dr. Davies took lead on. And even though we were responsible for these chapters, the way we decided to approach this is that every author reviewed every chapter, and it was really important for us so that it appears for the user that it's coherent and that it didn't seem like it was written by five different authors. And so we were very heavily involved in every aspect of every chapter. With this edition comes instructor resources, and this is a question I'm real curious to see the answers. For those of you who have used this textbook in your class, if or have used it as a student perhaps, if you were aware of the resources that are available online that come with this book. Okay, so I see from Benjamin a no, and he's used this text for 5 years. All right, so under contract, we provide these phenomenal resources, but we need to do a better job of making sure that people know that they're available. And so anybody who uses this book can go online, register for an access code, and these resources provide every PowerPoint for every table and every figure in the book. And also a test bank of questions that you can use if you would like. And also in the back of each chapter, we have discussion questions as well. I'm just going to show you some of the pictures to give you an idea of some of the illustrations and the photography you can expect with this new edition. And we'll just go through some of these chapters. We paired up the cell plates with line drawings of chromosomes in chapter 2, looking at illustrations showing the roots and air pruning along with photos, looking at drawings of the gametophyte generation, the sporophyte generation of seed development, showing pictures of isolating plants for cross-pollination, of seed collection, looking at the different seedling developments in Agapanthus and Lily and Canna and Sable Palmetto to show different types, photography of different techniques of seeders, vacuum seeders, looking at different aspects of juvenile and the maturity division and as it affects cutting, as it affects rooting potential. Looking at the different stages of propagation of cuttings in adventitious root formation. Teaching students the single node and the compound single node of cutting propagation. Looking at the principles of grafting and the importance of polarity, looking at the practices of all the different types of grafting. This is a whip graft. Techniques of budding, showing the T-bud. Looking at different layering, different geophyte propagation, and micropropagation, showing the different stages in this example of stage 2 micropropagation, and the effect in this illustration of cytokinin and auxin concentration on root and shoot formation in tissue culture. Along with this, I teach plant propagation online, and so I developed a website, and I have modules that go along with these concepts in the different chapters. And we've built some interactive learning exercises that go along. These are available to anybody as well. We have interactive review exercises. We have an online glossary where you can search for the term. And I'll just show you some of that. This is an example of a creative tool we did showing the plant life cycle where you can click on different aspects of it and it'll take you to an in-depth discussion. We created these drag and drop exercises where students can practice the concepts that were taught in the different chapters. This is an example of one of multiple choice of asking students to choose which one is the perfect flower. This asks the students to line up the correct sequence of graft union formation. And then we did some basic true and false of this one is a tetrazoleum test. And those are all available online. New to this edition is the glossary in the back of the book. That glossary is also being made so you can access it on your phone or tablet or computer. So you can, these are all the different subjects. And then if you choose a subject, like seed propagation, then it will prompt you to choose either development or technology or germination or dormancy. And then upon that, you can choose the different types of dormancy. And then if you selected exogenous, you would see a picture of the macroscleroid cells and a discussion of that to learn more at the press of a button. And finally, we're going to be developing, along those principles, a propagation index where all of the different propagation methods for chapter 19 through 21 and all of the references associated with that, you'll be able to click on that with your mobile app and quickly be able to have that reference at your hands. And so we're excited for this to come out. I'm certainly excited to be the newest author on this and to work with such well-known and amazing scientists in the field. And with that, I will take, I have time for just probably one question, and then I'll stay here afterwards. Thank you. I'm so glad you said that. It is going to be a hardback, and it was supposed to be a hardback last time, and the publishers messed that up. So it is hardback. It was part of our contract. We got it in writing this time. I know. We felt the same way. There was one more question. Okay. Everything's been updated for every single chapter, comprehensively. Yeah. Every single chapter. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.